remember, it's got to be something easy for me to say too. It's got, I like the Cuba Libre until you associate with her. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Zeke, take at least, I can't say Cuba Libre. I sound like the Cool Whip guy. I sound like Cool Whip from Family Guy. Cool Whip. Now say Cool Whip. Cool Whip. I can't say it. Cuba Libre. It's just, it's, well, words are the bane of my existence, apparently. All right, rip and read some headlines. Two Scoops gives Gobble Gobble the cold shoulder at DC Soup Kitchen. By the way, Gobble Gobble is going to be the new name I have for Vice Regime Leader Harris. Clap it out. Cuba Libre. after reported tensions. Cuba Libre. Cuba Libre. Cuba. I know. Now, I'm sorry. If you turned into actual, listen to a talk show, you're just going to hear me hooked on phonics, apparently, for the next 3 hours. Cuba Libre. Alexandria Ocasio, Cuba Libre. Oh, wow. We might go back to Cuba Libre. So, President Two Scoops seemed to snub Vice President Gobble Gobble Tuesday as they helped prepare meals at a DC soup kitchen. All right. So, that's where we are right now. that's where we are right now that we're dealing with these two and their obviously adolescent infighting. Sounds like Rosetta Stone. Cuba Libre or Cerveza. Alexandria Ocasio-Cerveza? I like it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cerveza. And see, I can roll the R with that one, too. Alexandria Ocasio-Cerveza. I like it. Or Cuba Libre. So, there you go. You have these tensions between the two. And it's not, because Joe doesn't know where he is. It's not tensions between Joe Biden and Gobble Gobble. There's absolutely no tensions between there. It's Jill. It's Jill Biden. Jezebel Jill, who is just, she is staying in the White House. That's why Biden's running around saying, I'm running in 2020. Because Jezebel Jill ain't leaving the White House unless you just drag her out.
I've waited too long for this. I've been married to that idiot forever.
Gary Busey. Oh, Gary Busey. That's a guy you got to be careful for. He'll just throat punch you for no reason. You'd be walking down the street and Gary Busey will just run up and throat punch you and run away. And the crazy thing is he'll think he'll be doing the right thing. Anyway, ice cream, Two Scoops is telling you that you should rest easy about gas goods, gas good prices this Thanksgiving. And why shouldn't we all rest easy? I mean, we have this genius in the White House taking care of us. This is Gobble Gobble, Vice President Gobble Gobble, telling us she's going to explain inflation. And you need to just stop what you're doing because this is the greatest explanation of inflation I think I've ever heard. I think this will win a Nobel Prize in economics.
Prices have gone up, and families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more.
There you go. That's your explanation, folks. Rest easy. Prices gone up. Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble. That's what you're telling us, sweetheart? That's going to be... Okay. Oh, man. I love it. Let's see. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, ignore... So you could have just said the media. Ignores the report on Hunter Biden, baby boy Biden's business deal with... You guessed it, ladies and gentlemen. China with
the Chinese.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Virus. Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. China. It comes from China. China. China.
China. So they ignored it. What a shock. Let's see. Ah, there it is. Our China dancers. They're so good. They're the best Chinese dancers. They're okay. Not good to work at Trump, but they're fine. Let's see here. What else? Please pray for the soul of Jackson Sparks, who is 8 years old and the latest victim in the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy by Daryl Bennett. Barnett? Is it Daryl? I don't even know the guy's name anymore. Where's the guy's name? Seriously, why? The crazy thing there is Daryl Brooks. I'm sorry, Daryl Brooks. But please keep in your prayers the soul of 8-year-old Jackson Sparks, who died at the hospital, because, you know, we can't, because we're steeped in this racist ideology that we cannot stop bad guys, and they're allowed to run free. You know, listening to Mike talk, yeah, if you go to a parade, you probably should go with a couple other guys. If you go with families, try to go with a couple other males you can trust and have a plan to keep your family safe. You cannot rely on anybody else. Let's see. Fairfax Public Schools reinstate pornography book as a commitment to diverse reading materials. What is Rick Barrett going to scream now? What am I going to scream? You cannot beat the state. The school committees, the school boards, they're going to put in all the pornography books. They're going to put in all the drag queen story times. They're going to put in all the sodomite nonsense.
Oh, well, we took back the school board.
Yeah, the teachers are going to tell you to bugger off. The teachers are going to tell you to bugger off, and they're going to continue doing what they do. The only way to win is to starve the beast. That's it. Public schools are an extension of the state. You cannot beat them playing their game. So pull a Cartman, take your ball, go home.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Take your kids out. Stop. Kyle Rittenhouse is continuing his troll tour, which is fantastic. Meeting with President Trump. Oh, that's right. He decided to meet with the one and only.
Could be Trump. Yeah, yeah. Trump. Trump. Oh, yeah. Trump. Could be Trump. Yeah, yeah. Trump. Trump. Oh, yeah. Trump. Could be Trump. Yeah, yeah. Trump. Trump. Oh, yeah. Trump. Could be Trump. Yeah, yeah. Trump. Trump. Oh, yeah. Trump.
Yep. And in the greatest picture ever, surely to ignite every single libtard, of course, Rob Reiner and all these other idiots. Look at the white supremacist meeting the grand white supremacist at the Mar-a-Lago. Just heads exploding. Heads exploding. So that's pretty cool to see that. I'm just happy that Kyle's, you know, allowed to be normal. Let him just be a kid. You know, he looks well-adjusted after going through all that stuff. So, quit calling me Shirley. Let's see here. Rittenhouse claims ex-lawyer set him up for a Proud Boys pick. Wouldn't shock me if, Who is it? John Pearson Linwood? Yeah. Yeah, he was a kid trusting his lawyers and Lynn Wood, who is a psycho. But I didn't disagree. I did not disagree with Lynn Wood's claim that he needed to hold the Georgia the state house. You need to hold them accountable for what they did in the general election before the runoff. Nobody wanted to listen to me, but whatever. Let's see. Women's March. This is fantastic. Oh, I love this story. Women's March apologizes for an email reporting an average donation of $14.92 on this week of Thanksgiving. Why? 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. So, Kim Collins and other, diverse women of color who don't have a real job and are just funded by George Soros and others, sent out a fundraising email on Tuesday, or no, earlier this week, saying that the average donation they were getting was $14.92, which is complete lie. Complete and utter lie. There's no way. I don't believe that. Maybe $4.50, but not $14.92. But they sent this out saying it was an oversight on our part to not make the connection to a year of colonization, conquest, and genocide for indigenous people, especially before Thanksgiving. And then she says Thanksgiving! And then she says Thanksgiving! Which is the whole thing. Like, don't people like her, psychos, don't like Thanksgiving because of it? So they don't even realize how absolutely retarded they are.